Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Now, it's entirely possible you've gone your entire life without really knowing if you've got a good-looking package.
Like your junk.
Your junk. And it's hard to get feedback without any agenda, right? Like somebody that doesn't have some skin in the game.
right, you know what I mean?
So there's an actual service that exists. There's a 33-year-old woman named Lonnie Pavlovic in Australia. And she works as a sex instructor and life coach. Uh-huh. She's launched a service where men can send pictures of their junk.
Oh, God.
And she's going to rate your junk and give you honest feedback.
This is a brave lady soliciting men to actually send pictures of their junk.
So she gives you tips on how to improve your look. And then she'll throw in the odd, for a little extra, she'll throw in the odd good sexual positions as it pertains to your junk, what she thinks you're going to...
Customized.
Yeah, customized. Mm, right,
that's nice.
A customized package for your package.
I like a customized service. When I go in there, I don't want one service for all. Yeah. I want a customized service for me and my personal
needs.
From
what I can tell, it's pretty inexpensive, too. It's only $50 to get a customized package for your package.
And is it bad that the sexual position she advised I use is crying alone in a dark room?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The movie that had frat boys worldwide saying, they're nice, is making a comeback. Borat 2 will be released sometime here. We don't know an exact day, but we do know that Sacha Baron Cohen has been filming it this summer, which is... kind of mind-boggling seeing the current situation we're in. And also, how does he do it now? Like, I mean, how does he even remain hidden?
Well, I'm interested to see. He did two things this summer where he tried to interview Rudy Giuliani, the former New York mayor, in a pink bikini. And he also crashed a right-wing fundraiser, a right-wing event, dressed as a country singer.
And getting the crowd to repeat horrible things.
Yeah, so I'm
we've seen the video, but we really can't.
Yeah. I'm not sure that that's going to be in the movie, but you said there's a different twist to this movie.
Well, so now it depends who you listen to.
Yeah.
But they're saying that Borat has achieved too much fame or thinks he's too famous, so he can't do anything as himself, so he has to go out in disguise. So it's apparently based on Sacha Baron Cohen playing Borat, who's imitating Sacha Baron Cohen. So I know it's very
confusing.
There's
a lot of layers to that.
Sacha Baron Cohen is a brilliant man.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those guys that I think is just a level above. You know what he is? He's like our version of Andy Kaufman.
That's pretty good analogy.
He thinks funny on a different wavelength. And he's got balls of steel. I don't know how he pulls off some of the things he does. Like, he puts his life in danger.
It's crazy.
And I guess when your movie, like Borat, made the original Borat made $262 million. Yeah. So maybe that's reason to risk your life.
He's got a little Johnny Knoxville there about him when it comes to those stunt type things, like when some of the things he does.
No, because Johnny Knoxville was blunt and dumb.
Well, I'm not saying smart. You're right about Kaufman, but he's a cross between like a lot of Andy Kaufman, but a little bit of Johnny Knoxville and some of the risky things that he does. Like he's out there.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, and the having the guy chase him around a hotel, and so, so I don't know if that's going to happen again in this one or not. But
that was
a shocking scene in the first one. So we'll see what he does. But Borat 2, I don't know when it's coming out, but hopefully soon, because Lord knows the world needs one.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
How was your summer? 936 Wolf. We'd like to take your calls or texts. Chad, how was your summer? Summer's done. They asked about 2,500 North Americans to rate their summer.
Yeah.
Only 16% who were asked said that it wasn't that good. It was the worst summer ever. 14% said it was a good summer overall.
Yeah.
So yeah, like you know.
So a majority of people were just kind of middle of the road.
Yeah, and I think it wasn't a terrible summer. I went to Calgary, floated down the Bow River for a couple of days.
Right.
My daughter. I don't know. I thought it was an okay summer.
I spent a lot of time at the lake, and I was out on the water a lot. And the weather was pretty decent once the wind went away. It was actually a pretty good weather summer.
Yeah, I think in a few months, you ask us, you put the same survey out about winter, it'll be remarkably different.
Absolutely.
Because if people can't go anywhere.
Yeah, and you know what? It's crazy, but this summer, I was the least sick I've ever been in a summer. I always get a really raging summer cold. Like, it happens to me every year where for 2 weeks out of the summer, I can't breathe. And I just, like, going back and forth from AC to the heat.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was this year, but I never got it.
Washed your hands. You're more cleanly. Everybody was. And people are saying that. But I will tell you this. It doesn't mean you can't go away this winter. You can go away. You can go away, but you're going to have to give yourself 3 weeks. Because, like, if you go for a week, you have to give yourself 2 weeks quarantine when you come back.
Right.
That's the big issue. That's a lot of people like, well, I could go away.
Yeah.
But then it's going to be a pain in the butt.
But you're right, though. The true test will be, let's talk to each other in the spring. And let's see.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Dentists are reporting more grinding of teeth. They're saying this is the thing they're seeing with a lot of their patients coming in right now. And when you grind teeth, well, why do you grind teeth? A lot of the time it has to do with stress. They say that people right now are just clenching their jaws more because they're dealing with more stress because of the pandemic. So who knew that would lead to grinding teeth? But that's a thing. You're a grinder, aren't
you? My dentist, Dr. Larson, said you have awesome teeth, Michael. Mm-hmm. No cavities.
Right.
Well into your 40s, but the problem is you grind the hell out of them. So yeah, I got to go get I'm getting a sleep apnea test here.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe get a mouth guard that can help me with that.
Right. Because
they can give you a mouth guard before they give you the machine.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm.
So you're going to go to bed with a mouth guard in and a machine?
No, I'm going to go to bed with a machine. Yeah. And then, yeah, I know. No kidding, eh?
Hey, dear. No? Okay, let me.
No middle of the night sex, that's for sure. Yeah, exactly. 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 My dad has one of those. I can't believe my mom stayed with him that long.
Right.
He was a terrible snorer. So, yeah. But teeth grinding is a real thing. It is, because mine. Like, if you even look at pictures, when we take a bunch of pictures here at The Wolf that we never
it
use.
It seems we have all these promo shots
that we never use. Yeah, and there's two things I look for on the pictures.
Yeah.
It's my hair.
Yeah, right.
Because I had more. And the length of my teeth.
So your teeth are shorter now?
Oh, yeah.
Where does the phrase getting long in the tooth come from? Well, that seems silly to me.
Because you're old and if you're, I don't know.
Yeah.
It comes, we have to look
be shorter
up.
In the tooth.
Well, that's if you're a grinder.
Oh, yeah.
If you're, see, I've got a.
That's if I'm on Grindr. Well, luckily.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yesterday and today, it's been a little cooler, so I put on the jeans, and I have what I consider nice dress shirts to wear. So I've been kind of dressing up, and
well, you've been dressed, yeah.
To a person,
Crescenta dresses you.
Well, she helps me.
She lays it out for you.
She didn't lay it out.
Sure.
I laid it out.
Anyway.
She was sleeping when I got home last night. So anyway, I walked in yesterday, same as today, and Mark Johnson from our sister station, Play 92, he's like, boy, we got a job interview? Then Gloria's like, another announcer, you got a job interview? Well, lady in the back, get a job interview?
Mm-hmm.
No, I already have a job.
Right.
I dressed up professionally today instead of gym shorts.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? So, but I'm thinking like, I'm glad we don't have to wear a uniform,
right.
But sometimes I'd like to wear a uniform.
Makes it a little easier because you just know what you're going to wear.
Yeah, that's right. So I asked on our Facebook page some of the worst uniforms you've ever had to wear.
Right, yeah.
Which is interesting.
Jana
Boland says, a long time ago at Robin's Donuts, I wore those ugly brown polyester pants.
Oh, God.
With a line down the front.
Yeah, they look, you know what? They look like the human version of a early 90s bowling alley.
Yeah, see, she says she'll never be able to wear polyester again.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you, yeah.
Paul John says, trust me, Ballsy, my uniform makes me look like a rodeo clown or something. He's at a
must
hotel.
Be a hotel, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like he's at a hotel.
Yeah.
How about Tara McDonald, the orange and green smock or whatever you call it. Yeah, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, those are horrible. Those were really, really bad. Yeah, I feel bad for, because they already have to put up with a lot of crap. 7-Eleven workers, like me drunk at 2 o'clock in the morning saying, where's my chiquito?
How about this one? Sarah Lansdell says, my first job was dressing up as Chuck E. Cheese when Chuck E. Cheese first opened.
Oh, my God. I'd want to die.
Nothing like wearing a bulky, stinky suit while children attacked you all day.
Oh, my God. That would be the worst. I always laugh because we have our wolf costume, right?
Right.
And every time we're out and we're at an event and the person's dressed in the costume, which, by the way, I don't think I've ever actually seen the person in the costume. I don't think I've ever actually seen their face, but every time I walk by, I always go, how's it going? And I always hear,
Yeah.
And that's about it. Yeah.
I like this one, too, from Tammy Trithard Haas. She says, San Francisco gifts. Oh, we had to wear formal wear the first year. I don't know. Maybe they thought if we were more dressy than the stuff we sold because it's so cheap.
Here's the thing about San Francisco gifts, too. Yeah. Imagine if that place existed now, because everybody, what's the first thing you would do when you went into San Francisco gifts? First thing I would do anyway is go up to those pin things
that you
can put your hand or face in.
Yeah.
And I would always put my face in it and I'd be like, look, that's going to stay there all day.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What the pandemic has showed us as a species, as humans, is what we really value when it comes down to our, our material things. And you would think they'd be, now is a time where we would maybe be donating to charity more, or we would be volunteering our time more and things like that. But no, we're buying boats, we're buying pools, we're buying paint. Apparently, this is the huge run on things right now.
Yeah, white paint. You can't get white paint anywhere. A buddy here in the building tried to paint his fence white, couldn't find white paint, and the paint is overpriced. I want to get charcoals. Like, we have a little fire pit in the back, and I wanted to have, like, a charcoal kind of cookout for our lot before the summer's done.
Thanks
I can't
for the
find.
Invite,
I can't. Well, I haven't done it yet because I couldn't find any charcoals. I can't get any. They're out.
And that's partially because a lot of these hipsters are buying up charcoal barbecues, where I'm like, why wouldn't you use natural gas?
Well, it's I normally would.
They say it's tastier if you use charcoal, but like the weirdest things are just so tough to find right now because of this pandemic. Even like video game systems.
Really?
Yeah, like Nintendo Switches are really tough to come by now. And
how about I was thinking, like, because a lot of people are staying home, right? Like doing a lot of yard stuff. How about lumber?
Yeah, well, lumber materials has skyrocketed in price. That's what I'm hearing from a lot of home builders. They're saying it's just insane what they're
no
charging.
No gouging going on.
I know. Well, yeah, it's like, well, guys, COVID-19, the trees are getting it too.
Yeah. This is a healthy tree. Yeah. If I built with COVID wood, the thing would fall. It would collapse.
So until there's a
lot
tree,
of leaks.
Until there's a tree vaccine, I'm sorry, we're going to have to double the price on that.
Oh, God.
Hey, quick, put a mask on that tree, will you?
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A!
Start her off with kind of a complicated one, but I think I can get it out. Would you rather live until you are 200, but look like you are 200 the whole time, even though you're healthy, or look like you are 25 all the way until you die at the age of 65?
65. I'm gonna go with died 65 and look good.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to look like I'm 200. 200 my whole life,
so you
all
the
way through?
You don't want to be around to see your grandkids live and your kids live their lives. You would rather look good than stick around and see everybody's lives.
Yeah. 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 Well, I don't look like I'm too... You know how ugly you'd look at 200? Your grandkids wouldn't want to come around you when you look like that at 200. What do you want?
You'd look like an old wizard. And you'd look like that your whole life, even when you're 20.
That's what I mean. Nobody... You couldn't even get... You wouldn't have kids because you'd never get laid. Give me 65.
There's some truth to that, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway, okay, so how about this? You have to give up one of these. Listening to music or your phone?
Oh, I'm giving up my phone. Done. I can't go without music. I need music. If you and I didn't have music, what the hell would we do? So, yeah.
We have a talk show. I'm all for phone. I want less music, more me and you.
Yeah.
I'm all for keep my phone.
You live by your phone. You are on it a lot.
I got to be with my son now.
Just all the time. Even before that. You were on it a lot. You're on it a lot more.
Oh, and you're not on your phone?
I'm not on it as much as you.
Anyway.
Before we fight. Would you rather be completely insane and know that you are insane or completely insane and believe that you are sane?
How about you?
So would you rather be completely insane and just be oblivious to that, or know that you're insane and embrace it?
So what would you want to do?
I would rather know that I'm insane and embrace it, because then I feel like I'm in a little bit more control.
You could perfect it.
Yeah, that's right. And I can use it to become an like some sort of evil anti-hero.
Here's what I would do.
Yeah.
I want to do the other thing. I'd want to actually know that I'm, or not know that I'm insane.
Right.
Think that I'm sane.
Okay.
Because then I could logistically say, hey, I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. If I went on a big murder spree, I could say, listen, I didn't know I was doing anything wrong. I thought that was what you're supposed to do. Well, that's true.
It's scary.
Okay. So would you rather wrestle a bear or an alligator?
Oh, man, I would rather wrestle a bear, because an alligator, I'm in their environment, and I don't know if I could, I don't know how I can fight in water.
I thought about this. Yeah. Alligators aren't going to, like, I'm going to fight an alligator in shallow water.
Right.
And I'm going to get him from behind and choke him from behind. I couldn't choke a bear from behind.
Well.
Like, a bear would flip you and you'd be done.
I've been in some pretty crazy bar fights with some really hairy dudes, and you'd be shocked what you can do.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Off the air, we were talking about the where rock and roll is at right now as a genre, like, and how it's looking. You pointed out that the top five songs on the charts right now are definitely not rock songs.
No, not even close.
But you can't look at the charts to justify that, because I look back to, I think I pointed out the year 2000 was like Hot and Her, and Beyonce had Usher had two songs on. So, I mean, this is nothing new, all right? But my concern lies in the health of rock and roll after the pandemic. This will really affect rock more than anybody, because the other acts, people aren't clamoring to go see DaBaby in concert, okay? They get DaBaby's content from TikTok, just YouTube, Vevo, whatever, right?
Sick.
If people are still on Vevo, I don't know. But that's where people get that kind of genre of their content.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas with rock music, we get it from live shows. That's where we truly get the love of rock and roll, is from the live experience and that feeling of when the lights go down.
Like when the Sheepdogs on the roof there. It was awesome.
But the lights shut down. The crowd gets loud. Yeah. They come out and they perform the songs, and you hope, you beg that they perform your favorite song, and you don't know where it's going to be. You try and guess the set list, maybe even snoop and see what the set list was from the previous night. It's that love. Are we going to be okay getting through this? And I asked you that on Facebook. I said, how do you feel? Amanda, she says, I know I miss metal shows a lot, and we always get general admission when we go to shows, and it'll be a long time until they start allowing that again. Yeah, you're probably right. Brandon, I think the bounce back after this is all over is going to be astounding. Record turnouts for events and festivals as well as all the new material bands have been putting together while they're in this downtime. That's true. There is going to be a lot of new material coming out, but again, you got to realize these artists don't make money on their material anymore. They make their money on touring. That's what rock acts, that's how they make their money. And this one's funny from Josh. He says, if the musicians are suffering financially, then they should have learned to save money and invest. No reason multimillionaires can't make it by. Josh, I think a lot of people are under that impression that just because their song is getting played on the air, they're multimillionaires. I'm going to use a band like Monster Truck as an example.
Right.
Or the Sheepdogs.
Sheepdogs.
Even. They are not multimillionaires.
No.
They're not. They might get paid $30,000 a show. You might hear about some, you know, numbers like that for bands around that range. But just know, they have to pay a lot of people around them. They have to pay all their techs. They have to pay the touring costs. They have to pay the stage fees. They have to pay all of that. Their management, that it's not just money thrown at them.
For every Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, whatever, for every Rolling Stones, Foo Fighters, right. There's a 3 days grace and a hinder.
There's a million of them.
Yeah, so, like they're not making that much money.
Exactly. So you got to keep that in mind here, too. The best thing you can do to support rock and roll right now is find your favorite band, go online, and buy some of their merch.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.